March 27, 2023, it's a Lock for Pedro show.
Bring the first government created through you. the arteries of democracy.
Watch for Pedro Show, happy Monday. Start off the show with John Coltrane when he was playing with Johnny Hodges, huh? Rabbit, they called him. And he was really influenced by this man. This man did a lot of years with Duke Ellington. Then he got his own band. He got a young John Coltrane as a side man. This is Burgundy Walk from 1954, live. Then we had Sigodi from their new record. And a tune called Racism is Heart Disease. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolute. And because of those fucking Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me from Portugal and Italy. Three of the four Sigodi members. Welcome aboard. Jacopo.
Hey.
Tolum. And Andrea.
What?
Journal.
Hi.
Yeah, absolute, absolute. So, tell me all about right. This fucking new record.
Well, who wants to go first?
You.
Well, we recorded it in a different decade than this one. And our first four albums we recorded and mixed and mastered and artwork and everything in like 3 days. This one took us 8 years. It was recorded in a completely different way in a completely different place than the other ones. And so it was a very different process. But it's a great album. I think it's our best. We all think it's our best. And it's coming out soon. On Offset Records, and we'll be playing a few shows at the end of April to celebrate it.
Okay, and title?
It's called No Vacation from Poverty.
Yeah, because I didn't have a title. I just had a folder with some trippy-ass noise. So, okay, thank you for the title, because there is no title, too.
No.
Which is okay. No. You don't have to have a tune with the title. That's why.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. But like this first tune here, you know, we got a big problem here in the U.S. right now. I don't know if it's over there in Europe, but it's this word woke.
Mm.
You want to speak to that? Tell them you might be a little more hip to it than the Fratelli.
Well, I think probably it's kind of international now, but, you know, I don't really know what it means, personally. I mean, I guess it means different things to different people. But there's a little bit of mention of that. Most of these lyrics are, these are things that express this moment in time, but I hope also are kind of timeless in a lot of ways. And I think people have been waking up and going to sleep throughout time and every day of our lives.
And probably will continue to do so.
Yeah, probably.
Now, yeah. I'm curious, when it comes to Sigodi music, composizione, when do the words arrive?
Well, the words arrived long after the music did. Normally, with our other albums.
Well, we don't like that N word.
Hmm?
I mean, usually.
Normally.
let's use the U word, usually. I know. What kind of version, you know? Being a punk rocker in the 70s, it just makes me hate that word.
No, that's good. That's good. I appreciate it. In the past, the first four albums, I've recorded all the vocals. You know, also in the same time that we recorded the instruments. But this time, again, like I said, it was different. And I I guess the last vocals were recorded about 6 months ago or so, something like that.
Well, for example,
so
like
last November.
For example.
Last November, okay.
For example, like for this first tune, Racism is Heart Disease. Musically, how did that come about? Because it's the shortest tune of the record, right?
Okay.
Somebody else. Well, musically, can I go with this?
Yeah, bring.
Yeah, musically, we did a 3 days session of total improvisation, but with a strong punk rock attitude. And we started with this idea of just playing together after a pretty long hiatus, because it was already 4 years of pause for us. And then we were pretty satisfied with the music we played, and we at first thought to release an instrumental album, just to have yet another idea behind Sigodi music or music approach, something like, okay, what we can do next, and not repeating the approach
that we had in the past. Yeah, not rerun.
Yeah,
exactly. And then at some point, Tolem felt that some of his songs can be sung, and he started creating the lyrics and so on. And that's how our stuff is changing. Also, our philosophy around one album changes while we are working on it.
Okay, okay. So it's really dynamic. Okay, you gave me fan club, can flub. Let's listen.
Join us. Hinkley. Uranium. Contamination. Fan club. You'll get all the perks. I've heard a lot about history.
much stagnation. We just get the body, mind, and soul. Hey, we don't need no leaders or followers either. There's no vacation from poverty. 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 There's no vacation for 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 poverty.
Pedro, so that chunk of music start off Sigodi from their new album, Fan Club Can Flub. After that, brand new from Monday UFO. It might be UFO, huh? I'm so tired. Then we had Spike Dot with These Thoughts Are So Frequent They Must Be Real, or that just some, or Just How This Feels Right Now title. And this is from this benefit compilation for the Ukrainian Sitch. Yeah, Spike Dot. After that, from the same collection, OTP with Strumibble 1, or I. Roman numeral, huh? Not Stromboli, which is fucking like a calzone, right? You know, people came over here, and it was the same stuff, just Mexican chow's like that too, right? Same ingredients, you just shape it different, get it in the mouth. The Malady of Knots with the camera. Now, this is two Roman numerals. You ever try to fucking multiply or divide with Roman numerals? Yeah. Now you know why there's Arabic numerals, people. Yeah, it took a big leap to get a matrix going, right? Ones, tens, hundreds. And that other shit's like spelling words. And they built incredibly shit, great shit with that poor arithmetic. Anyway, shut up, Wyatt. Sigodi, Sleep Dream Sheep. Now, this is from the new record also. Then we had James Nathan Powell with Waken from a Nightmare That Makes You Question Reality. Joycean, right? What did Miss Joyce say? History's a nightmare he's trying to wake up from. Or maybe it's Steve Dedalus. Ulysses. Francis Thayberge after that with Helium Thus, Bridge of Flowers with Tor Rider. Yeah, Tor Rider. Fourth wall, people. Finally, Sigodi, Extreme Greed. I guess opposed to like just ordinary greed. What's a good kind of greed? We going to get all Ann Ryan on us here? So, I mean, look, some people say, what? I don't want to talk about the songs. That's why I wrote it. So you don't have to explain the shit if you don't want to. But do you want to elucidate? Also on the Sleep Dream Sheep. And Fan Club Can Flub. I detect a thread there. Like we were saying off air. You take the K out of punk rock and you got pun rock.
Don't take the K out of punk rock. Oh, man. That's pretty funny. What?
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It's okay. Because, you know, you're saying that Sigodi music works on many levels, which I agree.
Oh, man. Thanks.
Yeah. And probably a lot of music works that way, right?
Well, I guess it's partly up to the observer, right?
Or like Frank Morgan in The Wizard of Oz, paying attention to that, don't pay attention to that man behind the curtain. He was the motherfucker behind the curtain, right? He ended up wizard. Why? Fucking the balloon crash? You want to get out of Dodge and take fucking... There's silver slippers in the book. They ain't ruby slippers in the movie. But anyway, yeah, you know what I mean? I think once you give birth to a work, either... one person's idea or by committee, like with Sigodi, when you do these jams that Andrea was talking about, it's still going to have different textures, even to the cats who create it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, everyone has their own perspective and should have their own perspective.
Okay.
You know, I think as far as the lyrics go, you asked me about the lyrics. I mean, for me, really, I'm just searching to put together words that express this moment right now in time and that also will be valid for in the future as well. So that's basically more or less what I'm doing here. So this is a kind of, you know, hodgepodge of words and concepts.
And sounds, right? Because sometimes I know you'll use your voice. You'll use your voice in a scat, which got no literal mean. It's an instrument.
Right.
Right. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. We'll continue this talk. We got other people coming up next, but we're at the end of the first hour. March 27, 2023, Dish Wap Pedro, so special guest, Three Forces Sigoti. Hold tight for hour two. March 27, 2023, it's the second hour of the Wap from Pedro show.
Yeah. Dulce et decorum est. Bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime, dim through the misty panes and thick green light as under a green sea I saw him drowning. In all my dreams before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face like a devil's sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth, corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the end of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, dulce et decorum est pro patria mori.
Left a great impression. Show. Start the second hour, Sagoti. Brand new record, Of People is the title. Alexander Hack after that with Tumir Way, or Vey. He's got this opera, many parts about an imaginary young man in Berlin. Bobby Lee's after that, Radiator. Here's some more tunes from that Ukrainian benefit comp. TQUKR, I think this is the title. Gary Wilkinson Cage Flights Round 3. Ross LaFon with Time in Between. Dulce et Decorum est recited, a little mixing fucking languages here, by Mark Rockwell from Homo Hubris. Human Phobia with Apocalyptic Anthem. Mike Gale with I'm Really Gone. And then we leave Ukrainian Benefit Land for back to Sigourney World with their new album, and Impressively Depressive. Yeah. Take note. Memo to self, right? So continue what you were saying there, Tom?
I was just saying that, the words, I think expressed this moment in time, but, there's a link, I think, with the past to the moment, to the future, and I hope that it speaks to all of that in some way or another, but at the same time, I figure I'm just one out of 8 billion human minds roaming around the earth at this moment, and this is kind of what passes by my way and what makes sense in the music.
The analyzed life is one worth living, right?
To somebody there you go.
Once, right? But let me ask you this. Andrea was saying that there was a full day of jams, and he said it was 3 days of recording. So was second day like refining some of those ideas? Did you guys record the first day of jams and then kind of refine on some things that you thought might be good points to rally around and make tunes?
You know, this was kind of different for all of us for the reason those guys told you before. It was the first time that we were out of Nipozzano. Do you remember the house where we
Absolutely.
Lived?
Absolutely.
So it was completely different for us. We were in a rehearsal room somewhere in a place that wasn't our room. So we, of course, had to start something completely different from what we did before. So we improvised with these strong ideas, Jacopo said, of having some punky attitude. As for example, in what became Sheeps, it was like, okay, let's follow this nine and have this kind of groove all together and do this. After, when all this, when Tolem started to think about lyrics on this, of course, we had to edit and cut things to make all this improvisation fitting on the lyrics that he was going to sing on, you know. So it was
okay.
That was totally different approach of having this record out for
Absolutely.
Us. Totally, totally different.
Can I ask you about a song from the 70s, Edgar Winter Group, Frankenstein? Are you aware of this song? It was a big hit on AM radio, an instrumental with a fucking drum solo. But what's interesting, and I only found this out a little while ago, the title comes from it being a 45-minute song, and then it gets cut down to less than 3 minutes and becomes an AM radio hit. So you're saying there was some after-the-fact surgery going on with the new Sigourney album.
Yeah, a lot of surgery.
Like I said, at the end of the day, it's just stuff coming into your ears out of either speakers or earbuds or some shit, so you don't really know. It's like having blind faith in sausages. You hope there ain't too many lips or assholes stuffed in there, right?
Most of the edits were made by Tolem at the very beginning of this idea of putting some lyrics on this, because he knew how to shape our songs to his lyrics, you know. And then there was some micro editing somewhere in all of the process. But I think that the spirit of what we did as a improvisation is safe.
Good.
I feel,
because that's really hard to get, right? To artificially manufacture, you have to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to play If We Survive. Let's listen. We'll be right back. our problems. Most of our problems are a mirror. Most of our problems are a mirror reflecting the ugliest aspects of ourselves. Most of our problems are a mirror reflecting the ugliest aspects of ourselves. If we survive, if we survive, if we survive, if we survive, most of our problems are a mirror reflecting the ugliest aspects of ourselves. Can we survive? It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to really examine ourselves. Really examine ourselves. If we survive. If we survive. It's an opportunity to really examine ourselves and our vision for our vision for our vision for a world. We 1, 2, 3, 8. Most of our problems are a mirror reflecting the ugliest aspects of ourselves. If we survive, it's an opportunity to really examine ourselves and our vision for a world we want to create. If we survive, if we survive, if we survive, if we survive.
Вот, если бы он не был, то он бы не был. Where at, Chuck? Where at?
Come on back.
Turn around. Hey.
Over there.
Roll over. Hey. Hey. Get fucking security out. Hey, Zulu's hit. High chest wound. I need you to walk, brother, all right?
Thank you.
confused. You're cherry picking the Bill of Rights. Immigrants are direct descendants of indigenous. Your people came from a different land and claimed it as their own. If you don't like what I'm saying, then go back home, go back home. Is cowardly and an elitist strategy. Patriarchy is boring as fuck. Thank you, Pussy Riot. Your mind fell asleep a century ago. What you need to do is wake them up, 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 wake them up.
Pedro Show, that Chuck of Music started with Sigodi doing it. We Survive. Kid Mania after that with Chernobyl Bob. Here's more songs from that Ukrainian benefit. Why does some only dance to the beat of the drum from the new emphatic? Kid Mania again. Yeah, I dig what he was doing. Shot in a war on foreign soil. Bolivian fire ships with theme of the Deer Hunter. I can't remember the theme from the Deer Hunter. I remember Chris Walken, that fucking headband. I remember the anthem or something at the end there. God, but that was a trippy movie, huh? Niagara with Orion, or like the guys in El Sueño de Mayanayo say, Niagara. Yeah, why not, you know? And finally, Sigodi. Still upon. Sigodi, rather, sorry. Still upon. Like we try, right? But no matter. Tom, I think the danger, like you're talking about shit staying relevant, it's if you get too topical, right?
Mm-hmm,
because definitely. Then people that are removed from that situation, they're not aware of, like, I remember in the 70s, right. Hollywood scene, there was two Hillside Strangler songs. There was two Neutron Bomb songs. But they're good songs, even though, like, what the fuck is Neutron Bomb and Hillside Strangler about, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So sometimes...
You know, but those are also, like, historical markers, right? I mean, they're...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe thank God for the song, right? Because there might not be anywhere else it got recorded.
Right.
Right, right. And evidence is evidence. Anything with writing. No. There was some old Jewish tradition, right? Anything with writing had to be collected, even, you know, whatever the fuck. Because it's the word of the Lord or some stuff like that. But it ended up being a great archaeology. They found this one in Cairo, and it's got all kinds. Because people, especially with garbage and stuff, they're unaware that they might be, right, dumping a lot of stuff that's really useful in trying to reconstruct backstories and shit like that. So, at the end of the day, Did you think we need 40 minutes? Like 20, like
for an
right,
album?
Yeah, like 20 minutes aside, right? If you go over that with vinyl, it's the bass gets cut. We don't want that.
Mm-mm.
But so is that what you like when it came to like editing and stuff?
Well, I usually think of that format, even if it's not going to come out on vinyl. For me, that's helpful in a sense, you know.
And what about sequence?
What's that?
Sequence, the order.
Oh, sequence, that was tough, actually.
Yeah.
I put a lot of.
So how did you guys work that out?
Well, me and Tolem are very strong set listers.
Ah, so it's like making a set list
strong,
for a gig.
Very strong.
No, that makes sense. It's like a set list for the gig.
Yeah.
Because the way the people listen to it, right, it's going to be usually in the order you present them.
As you know, in every band, there's people that can do set lists and people that don't. Me,
right.
I don't. So I leave everything to those two guys there that know their work very well.
So you play you play up your strengths and you play down your weaknesses. That's good. That's
well,
smart.
I mean, I know they can do that. When they do a set list, is it for a gig or for a record? It works. So
okay. What do we call that? We call that consensus, right?
I think it's
a Latin word.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Latin word.
It is.
But consensus, actually, when you arrive at it, it's a beautiful thing. It's getting to that point, right?
Yeah.
It's a processus to get to the consensus.
I detect a Sigodi title for a new tune. Look, we're at the end of the second hour.
All right. All right.
March 27, 2023 edition, Juan Peter Show. Special guest, Sigodi. 3/4 of Sigodi. Hold tight for hour 3. March 27, 2023, it's the third hour. Watch for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the third hour, Sigodi off their new album, tune called Climate Climax. We've been having some climax here with the rain, California. Acid Eater after that from Japan. Black Fuzz on Wheels. Trippy band. Brian and Goblins. Here's more stuff from that Cranium Benefit cut. Vlad's War Pig. So, like, kind of tripping on Black Sabbath there, people. Infected Senses with Special Operation. We don't want to go to jail for saying war, right? Polko, Time Flies. Except we're talking the noun, people. Moscas, huh? It's more taking the K out of punk rock. Sigodi, finally. Old and Cold, Matching Path. So, anything to say about those babies? Matching Path, Old and Cold, Climate Climax?
Well, Matching Path is actually autobiographical. It tells the story of many years ago when I lived out of a backpack and slept in all kinds of situations. And
aren't you still Roman? I thought you're still Roman.
Huh?
Aren't you still Roman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was like sleeping under overpasses then.
Oh, okay, where, okay, yeah.
Where I spots.
What they say in England, rough.
Rough,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so true story, okay. And Climate Climax, well, that's probably a true story too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we go.
For sure.
There we go. And have you ever thought of having the other guys write you Italian and you singing in Italian?
I've thought about it.
Because, no, this is what I thought.
I gotta tell you,
when I was a teenager, I really got into the fucking commedia, right? And I was thinking about Italiano for fucking song lyrics, because all these words are ended with vowels. It must be fucking really easy to get the rhymes going. Right, that Trinity Rima thing.
I love Italian punk scene from the 80s,
okay.
So I'm not against singing in Italian.
Yeah.
But having Tolema, I would rather keep him singing in his own language, which is perfect for me. Okay. No, really.
I just put it out there.
I don't think there's any use of singing in Italian for Sigodi, really, because that's the way it is. It's always been like this, and I would feel like something not necessary.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because you said you tried some stuff with this record that you didn't try with the other record, so this was just another fucking, you know, brainstorm.
Absolutely.
Einstein.
Mike, you're right.
I love to experiment.
The conservative, there is the conservative wing of Sigodi and revolutionary. Well, I don't know. As this is the last of the third hour of the show, I want to give you this spoiler about the tour we are going to do.
Let's bring it. Great,
soon.
Bring it.
And we're going to change the cards again because we are going to play as a trio, but switching instruments. So I am going to play drums and Andrea is going to play bass.
Whoa. Okay. So no sax.
And
no
guitar.
Sax, no guitar.
Oh, no guitar. Okay. Okay. That's mixing
it up.
The
guitar and the piano parts.
And what are you going to do, Tom?
I'm going to play the guitar and piano parts together.
On what?
On a synth.
On synth. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a trip. So people, if you go to the gigs, you're going to get different versions of the album songs. So get your fucking taping going so I can play the bootlegs on a show. Here, I want to play news, not news.
To undermine our rights for the profit and power. Power. Profit and power. Power. Profit and power. Watch out for news overload and be specific about how you inform yourself. Thank you.
When it stops flowing. If money ain't flowing, it's rotting.
What for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Chunk Star with Sigoti doing News, Not News. Then Dragon and Yettenbach with Imaginary Redux. Head Boggle with Musical Silt. That's what we got in the harbor here, silt. That's why we got dredge, people. And then M Mountain Offense with Brother Phil up Mammoth. They got so much fucking snow, people. This is California right up in the Sierras and the foot of Sierras. And, the snow came through the window. You know what I mean? Pushed. So, fuck. too much. Also, Spock Zarathustra, Space Rock Odyssey. This is his Thrust 7 version. And then, finally, Sigourney with Panama Pandora Papers. Big reveal, right? All those people cheating. Let's talk about the tour. When's it start?
So we're going to have a couple of gigs at the moment here in Italy with this revised lineup. As Piero was not available in at this moment for this concert, since he's very busy playing bass in so many situations, so he was not available for us now, but we really hope he will. And so we decided to go in this way as a trio. So we're playing a couple of gigs now, and we are talking about something to do in the summer and in the next autumn to promote this new album that's coming out on a label called Offset here in Italy. Which is Christian Scarola, the guy that leads this label, and he has also a promoting agency.
I got some experience. Scary Monster, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. I know Christian very. I don't know really well, but I've been with Christian a few times in Italy. Yeah, good cat. Yeah, and I'm curious. I'm curious. Where is there a URL? Is there a URL that people can go to on the internet and find information about the album and these gigs?
Now, the only place right now is Zigourney.com. And scarymonsterbooking.com.
Okay, people, Sigourney, Sigourney.com. We can get information on the tour and on the release. So let's
talk about the album. It's coming out in a digital form very soon, and then it's going to be out in the last 10 days of April, I think on the 20th of April, on a CD and a cassette. So there's going to be this double release, double form.
So probably there's going to be a Bandcamp page?
Yeah, there will be.
Okay. Like I said, people, go to Sigourney.com. That's probably the best place, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, people.
Yeah.
And from there, there'll be links to all the other places, merch stuff. And look, I got to ask you this, because when you get an album done, even though it's been fucking 8 years, are you already thinking of the next one?
Yeah.
I found it difficult to meet Tolem, Jacopo, and Piero and not having the need to record something, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for me, Zagodi is a really, you know, important part of my life. And I love that we're active again. And, of course, I'm always thinking about, you know, new possibilities. but we'll see. I mean, I'm also personally trying to slow down a little bit, and whatever that means. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay, but, let's ask the other Sigourneys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jacopo, Andrea.
What? No, I didn't get the question.
The new next album, new plan. You got ideas already?
Well, for example, as I recently switched on drums for this next tour, me and Tolem last November, we played a couple of shows as a duo where I was playing drums and sampler simultaneously. And that's also how we developed a different interplay that we never tried before. And this also led us to experiment with some Sigourney's songs on the run. Can I say on the run?
It's
correct?
Yeah,
that's like, good.
While we were improvising on stage, Tolem started introducing some Sigourney stuff, and I was reinterpreting with drums and sample. So who knows? I mean, maybe next time I will be a drummer with samples.
Ah, yeah, great.
Sigourney.
Okay, so yeah, like reinvent the lineup, kind of, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
maybe.
Look, I'm very curious. So when you guys do it, I'm inviting you back so we can play it and talk about it, please. Puff and
all. All right.
You know what is really important for this band is that we are friends. And we love to spend time together and to do something. I really would say no matter what instruments you're playing, because that's not important. The most important thing for me is spending time with Tolem and Jacopo, and if Piero will be available with Piero. Doesn't matter the instruments you're playing. The most important thing is to create something with these guys.
That's beautiful.
Let's do it all on kazoos next time.
That's beautiful. Yeah, or Alabama sausage whistle. I mean, fuck it. People, it's been March 27, 2023, at this Wapito Show. Keep your powder dry.